It's the Grow Great Daily Brief for Monday, March the 25th, 2019. It's Grow Great Daily Brief number 173. We've got to win the next 10 minutes by just 4 points. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. Friday night during the halftime studio show of the NCAA men's basketball tournament on CBS, it was a game between Duke and North Dakota. Kenny the Jet Smith made a comment. He said that he would commonly say something to the teams that he played on. We just need to win the next 10 minutes by 4 points. If we do that every 10 minutes of the game, we'll win by at least 16 points, and it'll look like a blowout. Breaking down a challenge into smaller bite-sized approaches proves effective, and it doesn't matter what we're trying to accomplish. It's especially helpful when we're battling something that just seems bigger than we are. Entrepreneurs can easily do this with sales and revenue goals. A $1 million monthly goal spread out over 24 selling days in a month means that we need to hit a daily target of just under $42,000 in gross sales every day. Sales managers are notorious for figuring out such things and leveraging that info with the team in hopes that the team can maintain the energy necessary to hit this monthly goal. The psychology is really simple. We can conceptualize achieving $42,000 in a day easier than achieving $1 million in 24 days. And Kenny's basketball teammates, they could easily see themselves achieving a 4-point lead in the next 10 minutes. Thinking about blowing out an opponent by 16 at the end of a game? Much, much tougher mental feat. Yet they're pretty much the same thing. Certainly the same result. Mind games. Mind games are important because how and what we think matters. Now, I don't claim to understand how the human mind works. I just know that it does. And it works differently in each one of us. But we're all able to see the reality of smaller achievements. It's the benefit of thinking small. I'm in the early stages of a startup, a human development company. It may never get off the ground, but we've got lofty plans for it. Our concentration is on one single customer at a time, though. The focus is at the smallest level, so far as scale goes, but by concentrating on a single point where we touch a customer, just one customer, we're embracing the power of thinking small. The impact? Well, the impact is going to be made bigger because we're able to do that. I'm posting a quote over the website. I love it. Too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around. So for our company, we want to make sure that we're not underestimating the power to positively help change one life. Now, it's hardly the stuff that makes folks excited about a startup, but we're contrarians like that, so we don't care. Our longer-term goal is to impact more than just one life, but there's just no point in getting ahead of ourselves. Fact is, if we're not able to have the impact that we want on a single life, the impact that we believe we can deliver, well, nothing else matters. What are you hoping to accomplish today? This is the beginning of a new week. Today's Monday. What do you hope to accomplish this week? How about this month? The month is nearly over. What about next month? What about this quarter? What about this half? What about this year of 2019? For years, I would track sales per hour in retail stores because days were made up of hours. And helping people focus on this hour that we are in right now, it just kept energy and urgency that would contribute to help achieve any daily goal. Getting ahead of yourself when you fall behind, well, that can be tempting. Don't do it. Now, this is easily seen in sports when a team falls behind. Panic never helped anybody. It never helped anybody achieve more. It never helped them do better. It never helped them catch up. When you fall behind, it's the ideal time to think small. One small win. Frankly, many times, any win will do. You know, folks are currently obsessed with their NCAA brackets, and we're down to the final 16 teams. Some games, they've been close. Others, yeah, okay, not so much. In a basketball game, teams get on a scoring run. If you're subjected to an opponent who has momentum, you just need one basket. Or maybe you just need one defensive stop and then you build on it. And we see it happen every single year, time after time after time in the tournament. Thinking small can help you win big when you're pursuing momentum or when you've lost it, because it just works. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'll see you tomorrow.